Notre Dame's cathedral's fiery collapse shocked the world earlier this year, but a massive wildfire in July on Rattlesnake Mountain in southeast Washington similarly shocked Native American tribes in the Northwest. Correspondent Anna King sat down with one member of the Yakima Nation to better understand the mountain's meaning.
Treeless Rattlesnake Mountain is over 3,600 windswept feet above sea level, and it's part of the Hanford Reach National Monument designated by President Clinton. It's home to rare plants and fauna.
So Lalique is how you say the place in our Indian language, but it is a ceremonial place for our people, a place we hunted.
That's John Schellenberger. He's a Yakima Nation archaeologist and ethnographer. He says Rattlesnake has been important to Northwest tribes from their creation. The mountain is a living history book on the landscape.
It is a representation of our tie to the time before the ice ages, because our oral history talks about the time when the ice covered the land, and it talks about the different animal and the creation stories. So to me, to have something and see something like that on a daily basis, it's very powerful to know that our people have been going and returning there forever. And you know, just like with the Sistine Chapel or with other sacred sites, I think in Europe, this one is comparable to that. Maybe others don't think of it that way. They see, well, that's just a mountain that hasn't been developed. But to us, it is the equivalent to some of these other sacred sites.
The recent human-caused Cold Creek fire blackened nearly 42,000 acres on Rattlesnake. Fire has been a traditional tool of tribes here and good for native plants in small doses.
However, the fires that we deal with now burn a lot hotter. They're a lot more violent.
And wildfires can damage archaeological sites.
They are susceptible to high temperature fires and then exposure. When you remove the vegetation, you expose them to the eyes of people, to the public, and which opens the gate for potential looting.
John Schellenberger went up on Rattlesnake about a decade ago with a tribal elder. He says just being up there was emotional.
It almost, it's like taking you to the point of where you want to cry. It's so beautiful. But at the same time, it just makes you so happy. And there's just no words for it in English. And I'm not even sure what it would be in our own language right off the top of my head. But it's the kind of things that we sing songs about. It's tied to the wind, and it's tied to the air, and it's tied to all of the resources that are out there and the plants and the animals.
The fire damaged many sensitive plants, and wildland managers worry that invasive plants might move into the disturbed area. Many animals, birds, and even lizards now lack forage and cover from predators. Schellenberger says being on Rattlesnake totally connects him to the environment.
And all of the resources that are in it, and imagining that connection with all of those resources at the very same time, that is the power. A total sense of belonging.
Outside of Richland, I'm Anna King.